Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm very pleased to be here as well on behalf of the Nordic Energy Corporation and also my Ministry for Petroleum and Energy, in which I work. My aim is, in a very short time, to give an impression of what we are doing, bringing it back to the policy cooperation. Norway is preparing for the chairmanship of the Nordic Council of Ministers. Energy is on everybody's lips and will be given priority. As a curiosity, I remember 19 years ago, we organized, I think, the first energy workshop in Lithuania, in Kaunas. That was 19 years ago, and the theme was energy efficiency. And I can still see that energy efficiency is high up on the agenda, but there has been much development since then. We are in the middle of the current action program for Nordic Energy Corporation. The current program builds on the previous action plan adopted by the ministers, the Nordic Energy Ministers, 2006-2009. And it's obvious that the Nordic countries are active in the fight against climate change, and I would say also a model for electricity markets in the EU. The EU is catching up on the market liberalization, and now the process is taking place within the framework of the EU-EEA. There is an international dimension to it with the work on positions on EU issues. We have the Baltic Sea Regional Energy Cooperation, which was established 10, 12 years ago, which also includes Russia and Poland and Germany. We have the Nordic-Baltic Eight, as we call them, where we have consultations prior to the EU meetings and also organized events. And we have the Barents Euro-Arctic Council, where the Nordic Council of Ministers also are proactive. The institutional setup is well known for some of you, but we have Nordic Council of Ministers for energy, and they meet annually. Then we have the Nordic Council, the parliamentarians, and there is a rotating chairmanship. Finland has the chairmanship at the moment, and then Norway will take over from 2012. On the main points of the cooperation, I think the most successful project has been the building of the Nordic electricity market, and this is still going on with the objective of having I think the regulators, they have told us that a common market for end users will be possible in 2015. So ministers are continuing to discuss the electricity market. But the impact of the EU process is more and more important in the internal market. On the renewable energy, work has gone on in the policy sphere on the integration of renewable energy into the energy system. The Nordic countries, they have chosen different support systems, but there has always been a good exchange of view between ministers on renewable energy. Energy efficiency has also been high up on the agenda. There has also been activities in sparsely populated areas. And what is that? That is, amongst others, I think the islands in the west, like Faroe Islands, Greenland, Iceland, where there are specific challenges. R&D has been mentioned by the Finnish minister. Here, energy plays an important part. There is a Nordic Energy Research Corporation based in Oslo, and the top research initiative is currently taking place. And then I mentioned international cooperation already, with special emphasis on the Nordic-Baltic relations. I think in my title, it was also in the European perspective, and I tried to find the best concentrated slide on EU energy policy. And I think this one is quite good. In general, energy policies have become more important for the EU with the decisions of the Council, the European Council in 2007, and then the process after that with the energy and climate package, the energy market package, the infrastructure package, and so on. So things are evolving and in implementation, and you can ask why is Norway concerned or following this? Yes, we have, as you know, the European Economic Area Agreement, which means that many of the directives being created in these processes will be implemented in Norway. At the moment, there are discussions on infrastructure, on the external energy policies, on the roadmap towards 2050. I think there are some presentation on that later on. But the main point is that there are three main objectives: security of supply, combating climate change, and to create a competitive energy market. And as we can see this, the process has been intensified, and these are things which are discussed, of course, among the energy ministers in the Nordic countries, and we have also consultations with the Baltic ministers on this. Here are the famous three times 20 targets: CO2 reductions, 20% renewable share, and 20% energy efficiency improvements. And these three targets have been quite important for later directive proposals by the Commission. How are renewable energy being treated in the EU system? The 20% target is mentioned. That's the renewable directive. And then the single market for energy is important for energy renewable energy producers to have access to the grid, which allows for new smaller entrants, including producers of renewable energy. And then, very often underestimated, infrastructure, which ties the system together. And if you want more production of renewable energy, you need also more interconnectors, and you need more infrastructure. And then, of course, in R&D, we see that there is an increased focus, and also on energy efficiency, which is the other side of the coin, pointing towards sustainable energy. But the key legislation, the Renewable Energy Directive, which is being implemented by the Nordic countries. I should skip this one, but this is just to tell you again that we have the European Economic Area Agreement, and the magnitude of this agreement is huge. It's actually the most binding international agreement Norway has ever adopted. And we have a certain annex to the agreement, which covers energy, and the 28 directives are already there. Concerning the renewable energy, I think it's correct to say that the Nordic countries, they have been pioneers on renewable energy. The high shares of renewable energy in the base year of the directive is in Iceland 55%, Norway 58%, Denmark 17%, Finland 28.5%, Sweden 39.8%, which is all well above the EU average, and also above the final total target for the EU. And water, bioenergy, wind, and geothermal is existing in parallel. So I think it's correct to say that the Nordic countries, each of the Nordic countries, and also together, are very competitive and global European leaders. We also see that within the renewable energy, we see that energy and transport is a new theme for cooperation in the Nordic Council of Ministers. There are certain projects being moved forward. So this is going to be interesting to listen to the more technical. There is a renewable energy ad hoc group in the Nordic Council of Ministers, looking in particular on the how do we implement the directive? How do we write the action plans? There is certain lessons to be learned from each other. And also we have different projects on local planning, approval procedures, and also mapping of biomass resources, and also marketing of Nordic solutions. And I think one milestone in the outside the Nordic Council of Ministers, but within the Nordic countries, is the creation of the first international green certificate market in Sweden and Norway. And together with Sweden, Norway has a goal of increasing the new renewable energy production by 26.4 terawatt hours in 2020. And there is an equal share in Norway and Sweden, financing 13.2 terawatt hours each. And as you can see, the 26.4 terawatt hours is a significant volume. The system will be technology neutral. New renewable energy production will be given one certificate per megawatt hours for a period of 15 years. And this shall take effect from the 1st of January 2012 and last until 2035. So there is a long-term perspective on this. And then I will very shortly just mention again that energy efficiency is a theme. It's a difficult topic, but it's a very important topic in the policy. And I think discussions that the Nordic countries or governments, they could benefit from discussing how to implement different measures and how to organize institutions and agencies and how to work in the different end-use sectors and so on. I think the Baltic countries, they have been invited to many of these events and workshops over the years. So I think that's taken care of. I think you should ask for that also in the future, and we should invite you. And here also on the energy efficiency, there is one new energy efficiency directive being negotiated, and I think both Iceland and Norway would be very interested in following this negotiations in discussing this with the Nordic and the Baltic EU members. And then I think I'll just finalize by saying that all the Baltic countries, they are invited to come up with ideas for common projects. And I think also we could use the Nordic Council Ministers' offices in the three countries more actively in organizing events. So we look forward to some Nordic-Baltic 8 events during the Norwegian chairmanship, but we have no concrete ideas yet. Thank you. Thanks. For your attention.
There is already a question for you.
Yes, I have a... My name is Per Ribbing. I'm going to give a presentation this afternoon. I work with wind power, cooperative wind power, and we get these certificates for 15 years for our windmills. But in the new, the common between Norway and Sweden, will it still only be small-scale hydro, or will it also be large-scale hydropower?
No, you are asking maybe the wrong person. So I think I need to not to make any mistake here. I think I need to check that back home. But I would not guess.
Because in Sweden, since we've had it, it's only the small scale.
Yeah, I would assume it's only the small. But I have to check.
Now the easy question: The solution to the climate threat is to leave the fossil fuel underground. What will it take Norway not to exploit your gas and oil fields in the North Sea?
I would only say that we are working very hard on the CCS. That's very important. I didn't mention that, but that's also a theme in the Nordic Technology Cooperation, CCS, actually. So let's see. I think the IEA analysis is quite clear that oil and gas will be there, and you will need that for many years in the future still.
There is another question.
Hi, Ariane Sains from Platts. You mentioned the joint certificate market, but as I understand, that's dependent on Norway agreeing with the EC on the renewables directive. So what is the status of that negotiation now?
Okay, on the renewable directive, I think we have proposed an adaption text in the for the joint EA committee. It's being assessed by the services of the Commission. The proposed target for Norway is 67.5%, and the Commission has agreed on the number. And then it's just subject to ordinary procedures in the EA, and it will take from the time it was 19th of July. It was sent to the Commission, and normal procedures is 2 to 4 months. So the objective is to have a decision in November or December in the EA committee.
Thanks. Okay, let's take the very last one.
Can you ask a question about carbon capture and storage in Norwegian thick sea? Just very quickly.
A question about carbon capture and storage. What are the developments in Norway at the present moment?
Yeah, Norway is working, giving very high priority to CCS and on the test center in Mongstad and also other projects. So it's a very high priority for Norway, and we use significant amount of money to create technological solutions for carbon capture and sequestration. I think that's the issue, and we also give very high priority to that in international foras. And I think my ministry is going to China next week to this global ministerial on CCS.
Thanks. All right. Thanks for the presentation, and thanks for your answers.